All right, welcome in, folks, to the Can We Kick a Podcast. I'm your co-host Mike, along with Chuck here.
Hey, Mikey.
What's
What's up,
up,
bud?
man? Been a long time.
Yeah, we gotta start doing these frequently again.
Yeah.
We need to get some organization on our side, but we've been super duper busy. So, we got a lot to catch up on though.
Yeah, we do. We do. There's a lot going on. I mean, we've been working a lot. I mean, there's been a lot of football going on. The Astros apparently just renamed their stadium today. We made fun of that while we were working earlier today.
I think they should have went back to Enron,
I totally agree. Totally
even though it
agree. I
doesn't
think you could
exist
have got the
anymore.
rights for cheap. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been hilarious.
Yeah.
What else? Yeah, you've been doing some traveling. Yeah, you were up in the Northeast for a while. You went to a Flyers game, lucky dog.
Yeah, was up in the Northeast for a spell for work. Made a trip to Vermont. Took the train from Penn Station to Burlington, Vermont. That was nice.
Nice.
Much nicer than driving. And then was in Philly one day and went to a Flyers game, which was nice. I'd been to the only professional hockey games I've been to is an MSG, the Rangers game. So it was nice to check out the Wells Fargo Center. So yeah,
Nice.
good stuff. They got the win in overtime. I was a I really I mean I've been playing like NHL since my youth
Oh, yeah.
on PlayStation and stuff, and I would always play with the Flyers with Eric Lindros,
Oh,
fan of
nice.
big centers. It was nice to see, go down Broad Street, the Broad Street Bully nickname, see all the banners hanging on the wall, or on the from the rafters for the Hall of
Yeah.
Famers. And so it was nice. I'm hoping they get hockey there. Me and you have a pat or get hockey in Houston. My uncle thinks they're next.
I think so.
And you and I have a pact that we're gonna get season tickets. So
Yeah, buddy.
even if it's the cheapest fucking season tickets there is,
We're gonna make it
we gotta
happen.
get two tickets at least.
Yeah.
Because it's so fun to go to in person, it's so
Oh, yeah.
quick. I think I saw like an infograph one time that the actual minutes of action per game, like hockey was number one. I think soccer was number two. It'd be really nice to get
Yeah.
a pro hockey team here in Houston.
I'd love it. I'd love to get a hockey team here. I think it's a great sport. I think Houston's diverse enough now that we could sustain one. But yeah, that's awesome you went to that. I've only been to like three major NHL games, and I love going to games.
If San Jose, California, and LA can sustain teams, which LA can barely sustain football, and they do pretty well with having two basketball teams, but I think
Yeah. If
Houston would
Florida
be
can
a good
have two
spot.
hockey teams, then I think we could have a hockey team.
I think that I mean, I think what'll be nice is I think we can sustain it with people moving down from the Northeast. And then when the Houston Aeros were here, the minor league team, that was a pretty good. I used to go to a bunch of games in the early 2000s. One of my vendors had tickets at Center Ice about 10 rows up at
Nice. At
the I
Compaq Center
think
back in the day.
yeah so, at the Summit,
Yeah. The Summit, yeah.
at Compaq Center, and
Yeah.
used to go at least to like five or six games a year, and there was always a
Sick.
good crowd, and that was for minor league,
Yeah.
in a professional stadium. So
Right.
bring some NHL teams in there, and I think we'll get a good following.
Definitely. We'd be all about it, and I know we'd be talking. We talked about having a podcast if we got a hockey team, talking about the hockey team in Houston. But
Talking hockey.
yeah, Houston, we have.
Talking hockey with Claude and Michelle.
Yeah, kicking it on the ice. Yeah. But yeah, man, there's been a lot going on. It's good to catch up. You've been watching anything? I know you've been traveling, but you've been watching anything good on the road lately? There's been a few smaller things. I mean, we'll talk about the big shows here in a bit, but anything on the side that you're currently watching?
Yeah, so when I travel a lot and I stay in hotels, I tend to watch more what's on TV just because convenience. So I watched a lot of The Office on like E or Freeform or one of the channels there. A lot of Family Guy, a lot of like that kind of stuff. I was traveling during the election stuff, so I tried to avoid all those, all that what was going on. And then I watched on the plane Interstellar a couple times
Of
because
course. Yeah.
it's great. And then I started watching on HBO or Max, Breath of Fire, a documentary about Kundalini yoga and this guru Jagat. And I think there's four episodes so far, and I've watched three of them. It's a really good watch. It's about, this kind of influx of Indian gurus in the 60s and 70s, and then like how that kind of transferred in modern society. And like this guru Jagat lady, I think she ends up dying for somehow, but the kind of prefaces is like it started as like certain type of yoga and spirituality, and a lot of things like Russell Brand would go there, and all these famous actors and actresses in LA. And then this brand Yogi Tea, which they invented, which is like the world's like most popular tea brand. So like they combine like spiritualism and capitalism. And then, all these documentaries, something goes wrong. Like I haven't got, into the part where she died yet. I think the next episode, like she dies. But that's been really interesting. I love a good documentary, and it's kind of explores like, people's kind of look at spirituality versus like religion and what younger people are seeking and stuff. So that was good. And then Somebody Somewhere is back, which is like the Duplass brothers work on that as well. They're not in it, but they're like affiliated with that, and it's in season three. And I think we're on episode three. I think four came out last night. I haven't watched it yet, but that's still one of my favorite shows because it just explores like kind of this life in Manhattan, Kansas, and all these different characters and struggles to connect with people. But it's really good. It's funny as hell, and also when you look into it, it's also depressing.
We need to peel back the first layer.
It's just funny. Like it's just, it deals with family issues, and then these two sisters who had a sister die of cancer, and then their fortunes always change, and one sister is doing really well, and the other one is struggling, like, kind of through depression and being overweight, and just like all her friends are like getting married, or their partners like don't want her around, and they're saying they're bringing her down. But it's really funny, but it's also really like sad.
Interesting, like introspection into like relationships and like friendship circles and things like that. Because that actually does happen. It's pretty crazy.
And it's really, and that's what makes it like so good. And it's like each episode is like 25 minutes. I mean, it's not,
Quick.
it's nice easy to watch. There's two seasons, and the third just started like a couple weeks ago. So I think it was started like a couple weeks, the like on at like 9:30, I think, after the last two episodes of The Penguin. And that on Sunday night, so that's a Sunday night show. And it's, I think, on Max, it's like number 8 or 9 on their top 10. right now. So it's a good quality show. I
Nice.
highly recommend it.
I'll have to check that out. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's majority of it, besides what we're gonna talk about later with the Penguin, and we're gonna talk about industry. Oh, and then Silo. So we watched the first episode, both of us watched the first episode of Silo season two. What else you've been watching? Then we'll get a quick little chat about Silo.
Silo. What else I've been watching? There's not a lot of bangers on the. I mean, obviously, we'll talk about the Penguin and industry, which I just got into. But I'm trying to think, like, what else is out right there? Haven't started it yet, but like Cross, which is like an Alex Cross TV series, which was books by James Patterson. Haven't started Shrinking yet. I did start watching Citadel Diana, which is a Prime series. It's like a spinoff from the Citadel TV show with Bran Stark and one of the Jonas Brothers' wives. Anyways, really great pitch, Michael. But yeah, no, I hadn't been watching much, but other than the two big ones. But yeah, Silo probably by far right now is the best thing going now that the two big ones are over as we wait for Severance.
Yeah, it's kind of like what's coming now between now and Severance, and I'm kind of worried about Severance just a little bit because it's been like 4 years since it's last been on, like 3 years maybe. It'll be three
I think we'll
years
be
or
all
4 years.
right. I think we'll be all right.
Is it gonna be too much in its
Ooh,
own
it's gonna be too
bag?
full of itself. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Or like, is it gonna like, do they have everything mapped out, or did it kind of, because there was a lot of like, apparently, like I think what I was reading about rewrites and reshoots, and
Yeah.
Ben Stiller was supposed to step back a little more, but
Creative
then he,
differences. Yeah.
yeah. So it'll be interesting to see new
That's a good point.
characters. We got maybe Funke's in there.
That's right.
Yeah, so
Okay. He's in an Albrapist. Arrest and death,
what
people. If you haven't seen it, watch it.
that's what's gonna happen at the end of it. It's gonna be like all controlled by what's his tote not Toby is it, no what's
Tobias.
Tobias. Yeah, it's gonna he's gonna be like in charge of the silo. I mean, not silo, the Severance.
The severed floor. Yeah.
But yeah,
Yes.
so
Silo's been pretty good. It's following along, I mean, with the first book so far to some degree.
it right now after season one, we're like halfway through the first book, is what I understand.
I think pretty much halfway through, we're like three quarters of the way. I can't
Yeah.
remember how much more. Well, no, there's quite a bit in the first book. Yeah. But yeah,
Yeah,
it's a continuation of the first book. Yeah.
it was a surprise hit for Apple. Like, I was
Yeah.
listening to a show and they were talking about different Apple shows and how like Apple puts out all this content with these stars in it. And even Silo, Tim Robbins and Rebecca Ferguson, Common,
Common,
and
yeah.
then Will Patton was in it, you know,
Yeah.
for half the episodes. It was Rashida Jones.
Yeah.
So like they always produce, and it's like they don't know what is going to be good or not.
They're just throwing
Like,
stuff against the wall. Yeah, they're just green lighting a bunch of projects. Yeah.
and a lot, and some works and some doesn't, and but they still, Silo was like one of their surprise hits, and I think we're gonna be in for a good season here.
Yeah, definitely. Because yeah, she's
So,
made it to the other silo. That's the other kicker. That's the only spoiler
yeah.
I'm gonna give.
Oh,
Well,
do you
yeah, and
want to talk?
then they added Steve Zahn, which is great, which
Yeah.
you only see him for like the last 5 seconds of the first episode, but yeah, he'll have a bigger role.
Yeah, and just first episode, it's kind of she, there's flashback, and then she makes her way to a new silo. and the trials and tribulations getting over there. And then it looks like hi Blanca. It looks like Steve's on character is gonna be little Timmy from the silo. I'm thinking that's him
Possibly.
from the flashback. So, but what do you think? I thought it was a really good first episode. It was kind of it kind of drudged along a little bit, but I think they have like I think they do 10 episodes, so
Yeah.
I thought it was good, kind of like long form explanation of how she gets to the new, I mean, her trials to get to where she ends up.
Yeah.
My thing would be, and I guess she doesn't know how much time she has, but like, if I went to that silo and I started walking across what she had to walk across, wouldn't you just turn around and go to the next one?
You'd like to think, like, okay, this one's a no-go. Like,
Yeah.
didn't work out for these people. Yeah.
And do you think they've got to be interconnected, like underground or through the water somehow? I don't
They did
know,
mention in the
but
first season about something underwater, but she never got that far, right? Like she almost did and then chickened out.
yeah, well, and in this one, the water like was flooding the lower floors,
Yeah, it was
like in
higher.
the
Yeah.
flashback. Yeah,
Yeah.
so like when she falls trying to cross, she falls into the water, like instead of all the way down. So like, you know,
Which she was
is
all scared about falling, like every time she went to cross it, I'm like, you're gonna fall in water. You've done it once. Apparently, it wasn't
yeah,
that bad.
that's the other thing. I know they said that she doesn't know how to swim, but like when she falls in the first time, it's like, all right, cool, I can try to jump, I can make another rope thing, like I'll just fall back in the water and I'll, you know, climb out. So I thought that was kind of interesting because they made it like the other times it was like, oh my God, if I fall again, I'm gonna die. Now you just fall like 10 feet into
Into
water.
a big old pond. It
But
was a
it made me also question well, how do they have an unlimited supply of water in these silos, and how do they prevent it from flooding? And is there droughts, and you know, how do these people sustain crops and drinking water and all that kind of stuff? But
Since I've read the book, I'll throw you this one. You have to think about where the silos are at. Perhaps they're over an aquifer.
yeah.
All food for thought. And there's a lot that goes into these silos. There's a lot of food for thought in there, but that is a good point.
Yeah, imagine in
How
the
do they
book.
not continually flood?
Well, and imagine in the book, and you would get probably some more detail, and then maybe at some point you'll get some kind of background on, or even if it, is it even important to know, like what happened? Because my thinking is like, she's walking outside, and like how this heat tape is keeping her safe, but then when she breaks the glass inside, like, did nothing leak in? Like, is it the sun? Is it poisonous gas? Are we ever going to know? And is it important to know? You know, is it more about the struggle and the survival of the.
Like The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
You don't know the origin of the virus, but it's more the
Yeah.
more or Station 11, right? Like
And
it's more about the
leftover Station
journey than
11. Yeah.
yeah. That's a
Yeah.
good point.
That's
That's a good point.
so, I mean, that's, yeah, I don't watch it. You know, a lot of these shows, if you're watching it to try to find out what caused it, then you're not really, you shouldn't be the right audience for it, I
Yeah,
think.
right.
You know,
It's a different kind of show.
but
Yeah.
yeah,
Yeah. But yeah, no,
look
I'm
forward to
enjoying it.
that.
Yeah. Look forward to that every week for the next 10 weeks. Yeah.
Fridays on Apple TV.
Yep. That leads us into, you want to talk about Penguin? That's two of the biggins.
Yeah, talk industry first, a general overview, because you're late to the party on that, and then
I
we
am.
can end the Penguin.
I'm kicking my own ass for how late I am to the industry party because, man, I watched all three seasons. I didn't even finish season three until like a week ago or a few
Yeah.
days ago. I don't remember. It was well after season three had ended, but Yeah. Really enjoy the show with like Harper coming on to Pierpoint and then her boss, Eric Tao, and they're like moving through the markets and getting to know all these clients and the background that goes into that and the political bullshit. And of course, there's the customer, glad handing and hey, let's take them out to the strip club and all that stuff. And then you've just got like animals that also work on the floor, like Kenny. I really enjoyed the show and I look back, I mean, I'm only 35, so I'm only like 15 years out from them for the most part. So I look back and I'm like, oh, I can remember being that ambitious and like kind of relating to it. And now I'm starting to be like, oh my God, I'm not close to Eric yet, but I'm not far behind that fucking guy.
Yeah, but even in that world, like Eric and then the other dude, like the boss from the US,
Oh yeah.
even that ends up having like the brain tumor or whatever. And
Yeah,
and
dude.
it like but even that, though they're still super ambitious, right? Like, I mean,
Yeah.
I think
It's all they have.
like about to be 47, and my thing is like I'm ready to like my ambition left a long time ago.
Yeah.
Like from that hyper aggressive young
Yeah.
ambitious growth.
Limitless, go out, party all night, get up, have an hour of sleep, insane shit. Yeah.
So it's interesting that entire world. Blanca lived it in London, so very
Yeah.
familiar with it. And I think that's what's great, and especially like watching it with her, she's able to verify that. And the two creators of the show came from that world, so like it's not like just Hollywood producers, it's two like
Yeah.
Brits that worked in that world, so they're familiar with it.
Yep.
And
Hired some schmuck consultants to bullshit their way. No, like they lived it. They know it. Like that's what's most important, right? Like they have firsthand knowledge because I can't imagine. I mean, I can't imagine to some degree, but like they're just going out all the like they're just doing blow, and then they're like hanging out with clients, and then they get the huge like Rob gets a huge bonus and goes and blows it on a motorcycle, and he's like 22. Like it's hilarious.
I mean, that's where you can make a lot of money in there, and you can burn out
Yeah.
really quickly too.
Yeah.
And I mean, the first, like, just to we won't even I won't go into too many details, but first episode of the show, someone dies. Last episode of season three, someone dies. Like,
Yeah,
it
yeah,
is,
yeah.
there is no holds barred on like what they won't do to people in the show.
Yeah, that's a good
But
point.
it's
That first episode with that person dying, I forgot about that. And then watching season three, and then somebody else dying, and going, okay, this show is about that life. And then go, and then now you say like, yeah, the very first episode, somebody dies. It's like, okay, yeah, it is kind of about that life because they've been going this way for three seasons, pretty much.
Well, multiple people die in the third season.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of the, I mean, the show has a lot of cringy, creepy moments, but in like good, realistic TV show ways. But
Yeah.
there's with when Nicole dies in season three, and Rob meets her daughter, and
Dude, comes on to him.
it's some of the cringiest shit, but it's like
Yeah.
mother like daughter,
Dude,
and
that was like the
it's
first
just,
episode of season three.
it's wild. It's such a, I to me, like I don't industry and Succession are kind of in the same field.
Yeah.
I personally like the totality of the three seasons of Industry versus the totality of the four seasons of Succession, because I think season one was kind of weak in Succession, at least halfway through, like until the episode where they go to like the bachelor party with
Class.
that's when it really ramped up in Succession. But like, this is the actors and stuff in Succession. I mean, you had Jeremy Strong and Kieran
Hall of Famers.
Culkin and Tom whatever Tom Wongskin's name is, I forget, or
Yeah, I can't remember it.
Matthew McFadden, and then Brian Cox, and then you had, I mean, and more. So like these actors, are not as famous, but man, they put on a performance.
They're young, like they're early in their acting careers, but like some of them will get there, man. There's Harper, and then there's Yasmin and Robert, and I mean obviously the guy that plays Eric Tao has been around. I mean he's amazing. I think he's like the Brian Cox of them all. He's like, I've been around, guys. Like I got this.
And then Jon
But yeah.
Snow's in the third season as like a royal family member, basically, and it's just like,
Just going in to do like green energy startup, and he's just
well,
blowing millions, and he's like, whatever.
that's the other beauty of the show is they tackle like this first season is kind of like the whole process of how young people, and that's where like the first season Blanco is very familiar on how, the process of getting hired on, the interviews, the riff days, like went through all that, right? So it's very, very succinct related to the process of grads coming into that space. And then the young lifestyle connecting and learning from the old folks. And then season two was COVID. And Harper works from a hotel, everybody's back in the office, but she's not. And then, working on Jesse Bloom, like the big, like, a big kind of like outlaw who made money off the meme stocks. Like, so meme stocks, which are, which were a big thing. And then this season was the, I forget what they call them, but like the green stocks and all the kind of like all the corporate, I don't like the right word for it, but the kind of greenwashing or the kind of promoting of this thing and like the market and people not buying it from like a market perspective, and like and just kind of like, this royal family putts like in the IPO of the
Gloomy.
Lumi. And then like all the finance, like everything is off, like the financials are all like it's all just a piece of shit, like, and but
Cook the
he's able
books.
to like, the rich are able to finagle their way out of like being accountable and really taking a hit for anything.
His uncle owned the newspaper. Like
Oh,
they
by the
control
way,
the
we
media.
had three deaths in season three. I forgot
Cole.
Yasmin's
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Which
But
yeah, no RIP there.
no, but it just really does a good job of connecting what's happening in real life. So I imagine it'd be interesting to see if season four will be focused on like the presidential election and changing in, like, do you have some kind of billionaire like Elon Musk and some kind of, and Jay, like I think, or did you bring Jay Duplantis back as
I do
Jesse
like J. Duplass,
Bloom? Like it can go in so many good directions, but it'll kind of stay in the pulse of, I think, probably political, not just here, but the in the UK and
Well,
other areas that.
Harper's going back to New York. I think that's going to be a big part of it.
Are we going to be like New York based next season versus London? I think that's probably, that would open up like a no, new whole subset of kind of clients and your work, and then also the election, and Jesse Bloom is in prison in like North Carolina or somewhere. So like,
I could see him being like the Elon Musk of the show. Like he's backing a candidate who's just rogue.
Or the, and there's like, it could, It could delve, I mean, hopefully it doesn't delve too much into the politics, but it can delve into like the money behind it, you know, like a Peter Thiel character that was backing JD Vance and a politics who's like, you know, one of the is like the George Soros of the Republican side. So the, you know, the financier behind the party and the tech, like George Soros on the Democrat. So I mean, you could
She moves
focus
to
on
New
some of that.
York and the show merges with Succession and Jesse Blum is backing Conrad for president.
Oh yeah. He's the
The
con head.
con
He's
heads,
the
baby. Yeah, I agree. This show, it reminds me so much of Succession, but I hate to turn on Succession, but it may be as a whole better than Succession. I mean, Succession had to, crawl so this show could walk. I mean, it's they're both great in their own right, but I think these guys have figured out how to tell the story. Yeah. And have it
Yeah, and
not
they
just be repetitive, right? Oh, let's try to take Dad down. Like, yeah, it's 4 seasons of
yeah.
that with Succession.
Well, and they did something which I thought was really good. They don't do a lot of like the let's focus the whole show on one person episode, but in season three they did it with Rishi, and that was like
Yeah.
unreal. I mean, there's a lot of Rishi
Crazy.
in season three, but
Yeah.
like the whole someone I was listening to was calling it like uncut Rishi, like the uncut gems with
Yeah,
Adam
the
Sandler.
uncut gems.
But
Yeah,
it was
pretty
just like,
much.
yeah, it was just like you just think of him as this, you know, as the traitor on the floor, and then he's like high risk, real life gambling,
Fucking
running Ponzi
degenerate.
schemes on his
Yeah.
coworkers to pay off other debts. Like, I mean,
I love how
it's
he was in debt and he's like sitting on a Lambo. I'm like, to sell the Lambo. I don't understand.
I mean,
Thinks he
it's
had it on a lease.
yeah, probably, but yeah, it's such a good
Was a wild
show,
episode. Yeah.
and I'm so glad it's going to come back again for season four.
Yep.
So that was an easy no-brainer of you know, approving that one. So
Yeah, no. Yeah, definitely. It's the numbers on it are growing. Like the budget for the show is relatively small, which is what Apple wants right now, right? Because they're starting to slash budgets. Like they gave severance notice
Or
that they
HBO,
gotta.
or
Oh yeah, sorry, yeah. HBO. That's right. I mean, even them too. I mean, they're dumping all their money into Game of Thrones shit, but yeah. But yeah, it's got a smaller budget, definitely smaller than Succession was, considering there's not as many big names. But the numbers, I mean, I think I read somewhere that like the viewership doubled between season two and season three, something like that. It's crazy. So yeah, it'll be, I'm glad it's back. I agree with you. It's a no brain, green light. Yeah.
It'll be good. It's such a good show, so I can't wait to see what's going on there.
I look forward to Harper's new hairstyle. It seems like every season she got a new hairstyle. I thought that was amazing.
And then yeah, freaking Barry's wife was on this season too. I always forget
Yeah.
her name. And she had that same tone and personality as her wife, as his wife in the show Barry. So, well, I guess they only become husband and wife in the last season,
Yeah, last
maybe.
season, yeah. Maybe
So,
married. Yeah,
yeah,
maybe.
but they live together and
Yeah.
have a child.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a time jump, I think, in season four. But yeah, great show. Highly recommend anybody listening. If you haven't watched it, start at season one. You won't be disappointed. There's a
Definitely.
reason, you know, and it's there's a reason, like when we tell you what shows to watch, like to not miss, like there's a reason behind it. It's not just because like we like it in particular, because there's some shows that we like. I'm not going to tell everybody to watch, like, you know, Breath of Fire documentary or Somebody
I'm not going to tell everybody
Somewhere.
watch Below Deck. Yeah.
Yeah, but like when you say like watch Industry,
Yeah.
watch Penguin, like it's from a variety of reasoning, not just like because we like comic book movie, which I don't, but like,
Yep.
or we like coked out young people in a work environment, you know, but
Right.
it's just like how well something is written
Yeah.
and how kind of maybe even different than it is in like normal serialized TV.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we try to give you we try to recommend like the transcendent stuff and like that we think everybody should watch and everybody would enjoy, you know, should they watch it and try to understand it, or try to look at it through a like open-minded lens. But that's my soapbox for today.
No, I agree. I mean, we even recommend The Penguin, which we'll talk about here in a minute, but you know, our coworker doesn't really normally watch, you know, comic book movies or shows or anything like that. And you know, we started talking about The Penguin and he started watching it. And then when I told him it was connected to a Batman movie, he was like, "Oh, had I known that, I wouldn't have watched it." But he really loved it. Like he was blowing us up before we could start talking about it because he like watched it as soon as it came out.
Usually Sunday nights he'd like text us fire emojis. Like, I haven't watched it yet. So, but that's the thing. Like, I don't even really watch, you know, like, I didn't watch the Batman. The only Batman I've seen, I haven't even seen the Christopher Nolan Batman, which
Missing out.
is like, yeah, I mean, he's my guy, he's my dude. But like, I haven't seen the one that leads right up into this show, and apparently the Batman 2 is gonna pick up, you know, where the
Right after
show.
this. Yeah.
So I know I was listening to a podcast with the director, showrunner or something from The Penguin, and he was talking about how much she connected with Matt Reeves, I think his name is, like the guy
Yeah, Reeves.
behind
Yeah.
Reeves. Yeah. So that they were in sync of what they were doing. And I think Colin Farrell signed on for the Batman movies as well to play the Penguin. And he said, like, he's in like 5 to 6 scenes. He'll be in 5 to 6 scenes of the Batman 2. So that will get me to probably go back and watch. But like I said, I'm not a big, like, I only saw the original Batman with Michael Keaton.
Also a banger,
But yeah. So I think it's a good, it will help me kind of like for me when The Mandalorian came out,
yeah.
the first season, and I watched it, and I went back and watched like all the Star Wars movies on Disney. So like, I think it'll probably help propel me to watch the Joker and all the Batman movies.
Yeah,
So
especially for the Penguin, right? Like you need to watch the Matt Reeves Batman because it builds the world, right? And when it came out, which it's a good one because it's very dark and it's just gritty and it's very noir type. Like it's not like comical like 89 was. It's very dark. Like it's got like Nirvana in the soundtrack. Like it's a really, really well done movie. I always said that the movie was like 20 minutes too long. But of course, that was before knowing what was going to happen in The Penguin. And now that you watch The Penguin, it's like, okay, that last 20 minutes makes sense. I still think the movie's still 20 minutes too long, but the movie's amazing. I enjoyed the movie. I'm looking forward to the second one because it is going to pick up right after The Penguin ends. And you saw that with the final shot with them turning on the bat signal. So.
I had to go back and watch it because I was watching on a plane and I must have turned and missed like the shot, and then I kept
Yeah.
seeing images on Instagram. I was like, when did the bat symbol? But like, that also made me question, like, where's Batman the whole time? It's like the city's fucking blowing up, like,
Yep.
and all this crime is escalating, and but then like Batman's just like, is he like on vacation from like, oh, it wasn't, I haven't seen the Batman, but doesn't he get like in, I was listening to something they were talking, they're, I don't know if they're joking, but that he was in physical therapy. Like, did he get injured in the Batman?
I mean, at the end, he got hurt pretty bad. I don't know that it was enough to keep him from being around, but yeah, I mean, I did see an article about explaining his absence, but I haven't read it yet. So I'm waiting for the movie to explain it, but we'll see. Yeah. But yeah, it'll be interesting because like, yeah, it's the first one, like the bad guy was the Riddler, and John Turturro plays Falcone. And they had to recast him with Mark Strong
Okay.
because he was too busy doing Severance. That's why.
Yeah, like how does, in the Penguin, like all these people die. So imagine then like the Falcons and the Gigantes and the Maroni's won't be left. Is it gonna be like all the second in commands that killed all the other crime lords' heads, like are gonna be, in charge? And now if this is taking place soon after, like Sophia will be in Arkham, and does she like get let out, escape? Does she factor in? Is she done? I saw some allusions that like the doctor, the psychiatrist person, may be the Scarecrow. Is there some like look like scare imagery in like his office or something, like that look like Scarecrow mask and like some hand thing? I don't know.
He better be
I'm
somebody
not.
because it was pretty much a wasted role. Other than him being her like BDSM toy, it was almost a wasted role.
Yeah. But then, like, he's back,
In
after
Arkham.
Oz pulls the most baller move of all time. He's back working in Arkham. Or was he still working in Arkham after Sophia got? He just would come over for a little BDSM
He
play
just
and
took a
then looked
sabbatical.
around.
He's like, I gotta go work on something. I'll be back. Like, yeah, I don't. Yeah, and then he just shows up. So that also begs the question, like, is he even real? You
Yeah,
know,
who has
think about that. Does
seen?
anybody else address him in the well? They do because he's interrogating Oz's mom.
Yeah,
So all
that's
right, that
true.
takes
But
that. That was a theory early on.
yeah, and I guess, yeah, the mom, but I need to go back and watch the finale when Oz, like, is he there when Oz gets there? And because he escapes. Right. I mean,
Yeah.
like, is he there? Like, is that's a good question. Is he? Yeah, I'll have to go back on the rewatch, see if he talks to anybody besides, the Penguin's mom, who also sees, her other children and,
Yeah.
is an unreliable narrator.
True, true.
But it was such a good show. Like, if I didn't know it was related to the Batman universe, I would still enjoy it the same. Like, I didn't need any connectivity.
Yeah.
Because it's a gangster series. Like,
It was the
with,
Sopranos in Gotham.
yeah, and with someone who walked, and it's a story about us, like, sociopath who becomes the most powerful gangster by fucking everybody over and having like no familial commitments.
No emotional connection to
Yeah.
anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like the last scene of the show is heartbreaking. Or the last scene of la we with Victor and Oz,
Yeah. Brutal.
like it was. Yeah, I was shocked. And it makes sense after looking at the character the whole time. And, he could have killed him in the first episode. But, it's kind of like emotional connection is weakness,
Yeah.
to him. And but it's like we were joking in the office today, it's like, you did good, kid.
Nah, you did real good.
I love you. You did good, Victor.
It the show takes you one direction where you think like, oh, he's still kind of got a little bit of a heart. You know,
Yeah.
he's got a little shine to him still. You makes you want to like him, and then you realize, oh, that's not this type of show. Like, he's a Batman villain. Like, he's fucked up. Yeah, I mean, for God's sakes, what happened to his brothers?
Yeah, and even all that, you see what happened, what he did to the brothers, what he does to everybody, and all the promises he makes, and then stabs everybody in the back, and then what he does to Victor, and I'm like, I'm still rooting for him. Like, I don't know
100%, yeah.
why.
I want to see this
And
guy peak.
I think it just too, the baller moves that he does, like what he does to Sophia when, Victor, who, arranges for like all this with Link, the guy's name, and then they, all the second in commands rise up and, they're all backing Oz, and then, for Oz, it's like instead of repaying him with stuff, he's just like boom. And then Sophia, like, he takes her to the place where he took Vic, and Vic convinced him to do that. And he's just like, and she's like, cool, like, I'm gonna die.
Yeah.
Like, I fought. I'm gonna, I won, but I also lost, but I'm, I gave it my all. And then
I went out on
he's
my own
like,
terms. Yeah.
yeah. And he's
Yeah.
like, I was like, no, go back to Arkham. I put you there twice
Yeah.
and you did nothing. Like, I put you there twice for shit that you didn't do. I
Yeah.
was like murdering the fucking city.
When she got out of the car, I was like, dude, he's taking her back to Arkham. And then when he started walking her over to the edge, I was like, oh, he's gonna kill her. I thought, dude, the more fucked up thing is put her back in Arkham. And boom,
Oh,
baller
yeah.
did it. Amazing.
Yeah. So it really is a good show, and I didn't have a lot of expectations, and I wasn't a big Batman person, but just watching the trailer and seeing the Colin Farrell makeup and how it's kind of like Oppenheimer, where you don't realize Robert Downey Jr. is this character, and you don't because it's such a good job they do in the role. I think in some of the other, some of the other peripheral characters, acting is maybe not so good. But I liked Vic. Vic came around. I thought
Yeah, he got
Vic did
better.
a really good job.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like in Shogun, like the, did you ever finish watching Shogun? But
No, not yet, no.
the white
Oh, Tom,
actor in there.
the off-brand Tom Hardy.
Yeah, he was like awful through the first couple episodes. And by the like episode 10, you're like crying with it. Like he's the greatest living actor. Like, but it just started off like he just started off so like goofy.
Did I hear that
But
Shogun's getting a season two?
yes, yeah,
That's
Shogun's
big.
getting season two,
That's a big one.
which will be interesting to see what they do.
Where they go with it, yeah.
But I mean, you can make a whole universe out of
True.
ancient Japanese
Yeah.
conflicts.
Yeah.
So you and I will both be, even though you didn't watch Shogun, you watched Tokyo Vice, but you gotta watch Shogun. It's also like, it's kind of also like that slow burn. Once you get into the season a little bit,
Yeah.
it becomes like insane.
Nice.
Like after the, you watch the first episode,
Yeah, first
maybe.
episode. Yeah.
Yeah, once you get to like three, it just starts flying.
It picks
So
up. Yeah.
first two are a little, background setting, but yeah. So, yeah, it'll be Penguin. There's going to be, I think, another Penguin season eventually as well.
I think it's up in the air.
No, or is it?
Yeah, I think
Yeah.
because Colin Farrell, I think, is willing to do it. He just doesn't like the costuming. It takes like 6 hours. Like he like hates it.
Well,
And
I guess this was supposed to be like a singular point in time
yeah.
of the Batman, and like, so I mean, like, it could be the next movie,
Yeah.
like something happens to him,
Exactly.
because it would make sense. Like, it doesn't need to be a season two, but you could also then bring in another villain.
Which, you need to watch the movie.
Yeah.
Because so when Sophia's in, it goes back to Arkham at the end, and she gets that
Yeah.
letter, and it's from
Yeah.
Selina Kyle. So
Yeah.
she's in the movie. That's Zoe Kravitz.
Okay.
And so they're half sisters
Yeah.
because Falcone was both of their dad.
It's
But
one of the chicks that he hung, his mom or
actually,
another.
yeah. But you
Yeah.
didn't know that in the movie like you do now. You're like, oh,
Yeah.
fuck. Like, and then, yeah, I think I think I just read yesterday that they greenlit another series in the same universe, but now it's for Joker, And you see the Joker at the very end of the, at the very, very, like, last 5 seconds of the movie. So that he makes a
Okay.
small appearance. So he'll be somewhere in there. But I think for the movie, because you were talking about, you know, he's probably going to be in the second movie somewhere.
Yeah.
There's a theory that it's going to be the what do they call it? It's like the League of Owls or something like that, where it's a bunch of like political, like craziness, and they're all like they have all their fingers on everything. So something like, I'll have to send it to you, but yeah. So there's probably something going to be with that, and then I'm sure the Penguin will be pulling the strings all behind it, probably. So,
Yeah.
but yeah. So if anybody hasn't seen it,
Cool.
go back and watch that one, and then watch the Penguin as well if you haven't. We didn't give anything away. It's just a
No.
really good show. I enjoyed it better than I thought it would. I'll give him that, and I think Colin Farrell will he'll at least get nominated for an Emmy. I think he should win. He'll at
Yeah.
least get nominated though, because I lost him in all the prosthetics and the voice and Doug, I'm
Yeah.
cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and Christine
Milan,
Militao or
yeah.
Melotti, she is fantastic. And you don't even think about like how many things that she's been in. Like she was in Fargo, the Kansas City season, as I think it, yeah, as the police officer's wife, and she has some kind of medical, was it cancer or something that you don't, or
Something
they don't
like that.
really talk about, but she was really good. I mean, she just plays like, she's very distinct looking,
She got the crazy eyes.
yeah, but gorgeous,
Yeah.
good actress, actor, got very distinctive eyes, facial features.
Which works so
But
well for this character, because it just
oh
going
my
from
God.
having to be insane to like being in control and then losing control, and then I mean, for
She
her to go from like How I Met Your Mother to this.
facial expression Hall of Fame
Yeah.
in
100%.
this movie. You could tell exact, you know, like so like Oz would react. He was always angry about something, right? It's always that, like, I came from nothing, and you guys, you know, I never had nothing on my plate, and you guys, you know, were like despicable, or like had everything, you know, deserved, like I deserved, but like he had the chip on his shoulder, and he was very active when he, you know, he killed her brother, like in the first episode, and. Because like basically said you're nothing and like you know, but like she's very measured and whenever somebody says something to her and she like her facial expression, but then she calms down like then it's like then it becomes even worse like when she gassed the entire family. It's just like let me go get the little girl and we'll you know let's go sleep in the greenhouse. And it's like, and then she can just, she's also a sociopath, but even though, like, I say she didn't, you know, like, she didn't, she wasn't the hangman, like, she was set up, but she's the fucking exterminator for sure, or
I mean,
the gas company.
she wasn't the hangman until she went into Arkham, and then they fucked her up, and then
Yeah.
she, you know, took on that moniker. Like, I don't think she was messed up before Arkham. Like, she wasn't a villain.
So
And
do
this
they cover
villain
that
was her.
in like the Batman movies? Like, is she n normal? Like, is she in the Batman and she's normal and
So
she's.
so she's not in the movie, but she is in the comics, and her character
Yeah.
actually is the Hangman. I think this is just a little retooling of her origin story. But yeah, she's in the comics, but not the first movie, no.
Okay. Yeah. Because Oz is like, you know, sets her up. Like,
Yeah, I love
yeah,
how this
so.
whole thing is just like him trying to set people up to fight each other, and he's like,
Oh my
"Ah, I
God.
got nothing to do with
Yeah.
it." Yeah,
Oh, hey, I got your ring, Sal.
yeah,
Like, how'd you get it?
which
Oh.
Good for that guy that played Salvatore Moroni. I can't remember his name right now, but he was the guard in Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah. Oh,
And then
yeah.
he's also the hilariously the crab who's the boss on SpongeBob SquarePants. But
Mr. Crab.
yeah, but I did like in the show, to me, no dialogue should be wasted. And she would when Sophia shows up after Maroney breaks out of prison, and he's like at that safe house, and he's like eating like Italian food or something like that. And she walks in, and she's like, "Oh, like," she names some Italian restaurant. She's like, "Oh, Maestro's." That didn't travel well, and it's just like probably a shit pile like plate. And it's just, I
Yeah.
just love that. Like, I thought they did really good with that type of like Italian.
Yeah. Well, even just the eating scenes too, how they had her eating like she was never going to eat again,
Yeah.
because of her time at Arkham, and every meal she was just shoveling food in her mouth like, I'm going to enjoy this while I can, or I need to eat all my food because I don't know, when
Yeah.
I'm going to get another meal, basically, or it was so well done, all the little details of the show.
Yeah, after
But
her having to fight that one the bird chick who was like blonde or what, not, she didn't fight her, but maybe she did. But there was a lot of cool like callbacks to like characters from the comic books who like probably won't have any development, but it's like, oh yeah, that's a real that was a character.
yeah.
There is a theory that her doctor, the psychiatrist, will either be the Scarecrow or he'll be another guy called Dr. Hugo Strange, who's like a huge sadist. So, hey, it's one of the two, I hope. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fun to see what happens.
But yeah.
Anything else on the Penguin?
Nope. Colin Farrell killed it. I think he did as expected, but I think the breakout star was probably Christy Milani. And she surprised me. She surprised
Yeah.
me.
Yeah, she did great.
But yeah, nothing other than that, man. Anything else on your notes?
No, I think next week we can talk about Silo episode 1 and 2 in some more detail. I'm assuming next week is going to go back to current day of our first Silo, after we spent a different, a flashback in exploring the new Silo for
Well, yeah,
Rebecca
because
Ferguson. So we
now she's
can.
in that silo, but now the war begins in her silo, her old
Yeah.
one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now
So,
that parallel storyline starts. Yeah, so that'll be good. Yeah.
yeah. So, yeah. So it'll be fun. We'll talk about that, and then we'll talk about that next week, and not, and then maybe shrinking a little bit if we
Yeah,
watch it.
I'll probably start
All
watching Shrinking. Yeah, we'll talk about that too. Yeah.
right.
Yeah. Appreciate
Cool.
everybody for kicking it with us this week. Be sure to check out the podcast platforms. Check out the Instagram. We've been sharing some stuff on there. And check out the website, kickingitmedia.com, as Cousin likes to say.
Mahalo.